This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, boy, people are really, really excited about these weight loss injections. We've spoken about them, but I'm going to bring it up again. A lot of you guys have questions. You're asking me to prescribe it. I cannot prescribe it. I do not prescribe medications on this show. You've got to talk to your medical provider. But the weight loss injection is the biggest thing since sliced bread when it comes to weight loss, when it comes to diabetes. And these types of medications and this type of technology and pharmaceutical hasn't been around. Now all of a sudden everybody likes the pharmaceutical companies. Yeah, see? It really goes back and forth. You're either anti-pharma, you're pro-pharma, depending on, yeah. So now, ooh, weight loss drug. All right, give me some. So this type of science has been known for a while, where what we do is it basically manipulates the appetite hormones, and it kind of tricks you into feeling full. And these medications had been used. It's a glucagon-like peptide, one hormone that the medication, some of these medications can induce. And the hormone helps control blood sugar, helps make you feel full. So you eat less. You feel full. These medications are designed for the diabetic population. That's where they originally were designed for. And when Viagra came out, when incretin and other medications that would affect the body's response to food and feeling full, we found that for diabetes, this was huge. Because if you ate less, you'd lose weight. If your insulin was, you know, supercharged and your blood sugar was able to be, you know, more controlled, it would help a diabetic with lower blood sugars, help them lose weight. Well, then somebody asked, well, then why not for obese people? Can we use it for obese people? Now, I think the FDA approval is being fast-tracked. I believe early October, the FDA was fast-tracking Wegovy and Ozempic and other medications for strictly weight loss purposes. But a lot of doctors have already been writing these injections off-label. Meaning, if the FDA hasn't approved it yet, but we can justify doing it because of your BMI, because of your comorbidities. And so some of the data, so for example, the JAMA Network, the Journal of American Medical Association, it had in September published the weight loss outcomes associated with semaglutide treatment. And these were for patients who were overweight or obese. They looked at 175 patients, and they found that the total body weight loss percentages achieved were 5.9% at 3 months, 10.9% at 6 months. That's pretty damn cool. So if you weigh 200 pounds, by 6 months, you could weigh 180. Now, some of you may say, well, I want faster weight loss. Well, you know, when you think about what it's doing, without changing exercise, without changing your diet, you know, if you're feeling full to lose 20 pounds in 6 months, from a medical standpoint, it's pretty huge. And these were weekly injections that the patients got for 3 months to 6 months. They were both, 132 women, 43 men, they looked at the weight loss, and they compared it even to those with and without diabetes. So they found that the weight loss that they had found with these medications was pretty similar to what was studied and what was projected. There's apparently a new medication that is being looked at in Europe that apparently it hasn't been labeled yet, but they found weight loss even higher than what we've seen with some of the current medications. But here's the thing, and here's the caveat with these medications. Okay, number one is it's a weekly injection. And as long as you're on it, it seems to help with your weight loss or maintaining your weight loss. But if you go off the medication, the weight comes back. Now, how long can you be on the medication? Well, one study I said looks at 68 weeks. So 68 weeks, 68 injections. And the side effect profile, for some, it could be severe, but for the majority, it's a pretty good side effect profile. There's not many people rejecting the medications or having issues. But we don't know much beyond 68 weeks. And what they have found is when you discontinue the semaglutide, it could reverse the cardiovascular benefits you got while on it, which means the blood pressure went back up, the cholesterol went back up, the blood sugar levels went back up. So if you're going to go on it, then there has to be a plan on how long. And if you can't be on it forever, because we still don't have the studies, it's too new a drug. I mean, some people are saying, yeah, we'll just keep people on it forever. But what if you can't afford it? What if your insurance changes? What if you get a side effect? Or is the weight going to come back? With all these things, unless you do a complete revamp of your diet, how you look at food, you won't have long-term success. How many of you eat buttered popcorn in a movie theater and you're not even hungry, but you see it and want it? There's a big difference between appetite and hunger. I could be completely full. I'm full right now for breakfast. I had some mini wheats. I had an apple. I'm full. But if I see somebody in the studio with a piece of chocolate cake, I'm sticking my finger in it. So if you don't change your habits, sadly, the weight gain is going to come back. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really, really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So L'Oreal is getting sued. A 32-year-old woman claims that L'Oreal's hair straightening products caused her uterine cancer. Last week, another study had suggested the chemicals in these hair straighteners were pretty caustic and could be linked to uterine cancer, especially in African-American women. And we use these products pretty ubiquitously. What I put on my hair and what I use to dye my hair and straighten my hair and keratin treatments and extensions and things like that, it's no wonder I'm still alive. I think we expose ourselves to so much. But we do want to believe that what we're using is safe and has been tested. So a lawsuit claims that L'Oreal L'Oreal, so L'Oreal hair products contributed to a woman's uterine cancer. She was only 32 years old, or she is only 32 years old. Lawyers for Jenny Mitchell, a Missouri resident, has sued L'Oreal and other cosmetic companies this week, alleging they failed to warn her that hair straightening products contain chemicals associated with cancer. And these are the phthalates we've spoken a lot about on the show, where they're chemical found in cosmetics or endocrine disrupting. They could cause hormone imbalances. And if you have hormone imbalances, this could lead to endometrial cancer. This is why when you go through menopause, if you still have your uterus, you can't just be on estrogen. Well, I'm low on estrogen, so let me just take some extra estrogen. You need to actually be on progesterone as well to offset it, or you will have unchecked growth then and hormone stimulation in the uterus that can sadly affect the lining. So interestingly, I had an issue with my IUD, and I was scheduled for my hysterectomy. This was last November. And I was scheduled for my hysterectomy, but we had an issue with the IUD, and the IUD moved during my endometrial biopsy. Before I had my surgery, my doctor wanted to make sure I didn't have cancer, so they performed an endometrial biopsy. During the endometrial biopsy, the IUD got shifted. And so the doctor was like, damn, okay, we have to, and I go, just take it out. It's okay. Just take it out. You know, give me a little bit of progesterone. If you think I need it, I'm having the hysterectomy in 3 weeks, but you can just take the IUD out. I'm fine. My doctor made sure I still got that progesterone because even 3 weeks could be an issue. What if something happens and the surgery gets postponed? So you cannot, you know, when you have a uterus, you have to really, really be careful, be aware of what's going on from a, from a hormone standpoint. So researchers are studying whether the chemicals in hair products are contributing to cancer, especially in black women. And the suit states that Mitchell, who's black, began using chemical hair straighteners when she was 10 and continued regular use until March 2020. Doctors diagnosed her with uterine cancer in 2018. She was only 28 years old at the time. There was no family history of the disease, according to the lawsuit. And uterine cancer is rare and makes up 3.4% of new cancer cases. But the deaths are rising, and we're seeing it more and more in black women. This is according to a recent analysis by the National Cancer Institute. Now, if you're in your 20s, it is rare to get uterine cancer. Only 1.8% of the new cases each year is occurring in people in their 20s. But sadly, she's one of them. Now, civil rights attorney Ben Crump said black women have long been the victims of dangerous products specifically marketed to them. Black hair has been and always will be beautiful, but black women have been told they have to use these products to meet society's standards. L'Oreal and the other cosmetic brands listed in the lawsuit, according to Insider, did not immediately respond to Insider's request for comment. But, this is a concern. And this is something that keeps coming up, where we seem to be promoting things and making things okay in society that might put people at risk. And I don't know what the answer is, because you see stars. Is it society, saying that people have to straighten their hair, or is it, I understand there's been schools that are saying, look, you can't do the braids, you can't, and those school boards have voted to stop these restrictions on people and, their hair choices. But, when you see, when you see stars, it doesn't matter of what race or gender, with certain hair and certain sort of, lash extensions. All of a sudden, everybody has big, beautiful lashes all of a sudden. Well, there's a big lash extension craze. I don't know how safe lash extensions are. I do them. Lash extensions are where you have your lashes and they glue an extension on, so your lashes are longer. Now, you might say, Dr. Dahlia, why would you be doing that to yourself every few weeks? Well, because a few reasons. One is, I don't like mascara. Mascara scares me. And it's because when I was in medical school, they showed us a picture of microscopic imagery of the barbs that that mascara has. A little baby glob of it. And I didn't want that sucker near my eye. And the mascara doesn't stay. Number two is, women of my age are already with the getting plastic surgery, getting Botox, getting eye lifts, lid lifts. I don't want to do that yet. I am not ready to do plastic surgery. Just for the every now and then when I'm on TV. So the lash extensions help with that. When you do the lash extensions, your eyes sometimes burn because of the glue. You have to keep those eyes shut. You have to have a fan on you. You do not open your eyes until you feel like you're ready to do so. But it's not benign. A lot of these things aren't. It'll be interesting to see what happens with the courts and the cases. And if this was, if L'Oreal deliberately duped people, or is it that, individuals want products, and they want products, and they know there's risks. They might not know all the risks, but there's obviously innate risks, messing with nature. And these are companies that are providing those products. The reason why the vape companies like Juul got in trouble isn't that they made a vape pen. People want vape. They want to inhale their nicotine. That's them. But they got Juul because they found marketing strategies to kids and teens. That's how they got them. So how these companies, and there's a lot of them that make these products, and once they get sued, prices go up. So I know a lot of women are like, okay, what is this going to mean for my hair dye and all that? If they at all have proof that these companies knew that what was in their products had something that was cancer-forming and did not warn the public, they could have a lawsuit. So, is hair dye dangerous? Well, if it has phthalates, it can be. Is bleach, extensions that you get added on, sometimes that could cause alopecia, could cause hair loss because of the tightness when you tighten up hair to wrap around the extension for the extension to stay. It's a pretty long process. I like the ones where you throw the extensions on so they don't necessarily affect your hair scalp. But, even those things can cause risks. You could be allergic to the synthetic hair. So we have a lot of work to do because we want to look like the movie stars and the celebrities and these people on TV. And when we find out what they do, we're like, okay, wait a second here. Okay, so Angelina Jolie, had extensions, even though that one day she had extensions, it was a real miss because you could see the two layers of her hair. And, but if somebody says, oh, so my lips, I could get lip fillers to do that. There has to be, I think, a baseline understanding and baseline education saying, look, if you are going to do something unnatural to your body to make a change, from your natural hair color, natural hair type, natural body shape, natural breast size, there will be risks. And I think it's frustrating when companies have to advertise, and list all the risks. There's no room on the label. But maybe that's where we have to go, because I never thought hair straighteners were safe. No, I don't think anybody did, but we use them so much, and once you start, you can't stop. And that is a societal problem. 1-877-DR-TALLY.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. text the word money to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text money to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word demo, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology, a pre-recorded voice about offers, or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Mortgage demand is falling to a level not seen in a quarter century. The drop is being driven by rates that are at a two-decade high. The Mortgage Bankers Association saying applications to buy a new home fell by 2% last week. However, applications to refinance a home loan were essentially unchanged. A rise in COVID infections, flu cases, and a new batch of RSV cases in kids has public health experts worried about a brutal winter.
Almost every hour of a 24-hour period, we're completely full and we cannot accept any other patient.
Dr. Charles Mullett is the chair of pediatrics at West Virginia University. That audio courtesy of ABC's Good Morning America. RSV is responsible for a majority of pediatric cases as it's a more common respiratory infection in young kids. USA Radio News.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for you.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
I need some extra money. Do I qualify for the Earned Income Tax Credit?
Use the EITC Assistant tool. With just a little information, this tool helps you calculate eligibility with ease and accuracy, get an estimate of how much credit you qualify for, and get a printout of your results before you prepare your return or visit your tax preparer. To use the EITC Assistant tool and see if you're eligible to claim a credit, visit irs.gov/EITC.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I have gotten the new bivalent COVID booster, and I told you guys the reason why I did is because I wasn't that excited about the previous boosters. I didn't want an outdated vaccine. I wanted, like, my flu shots, where I get my flu shots every year, and I feel like it's updated, it will target the new strain, and so I think it will provide me a little better immunity. Now, apparently less than 20 million shots, we're being told as of, I think, last week, have been administered. You don't have a lot of enthusiasm for the new bivalent COVID booster, and there's a lot of reasons for that, which we'll talk about. But I got mine because I promised you guys I would. I said I was waiting for it, and that's why I didn't get the previous booster, so I could show you guys, you know, what I went through so you could make an educated decision. And it was It was fine. I was sore. I had underarm swelling on the one side. Had to put off my mammogram until tomorrow. So I'll let you know if I still have lymph node swelling as of tomorrow. Well, I don't know if I'm going to find out tomorrow. I had chest pain with it, muscle aches. But for the most part, I got over it fine. And I'm hopefully going to be able to stave off a bad another COVID run. Because I did not like getting COVID when I got it, despite my previous vaccines. But this one study says, small one, that these boosters aren't any better than the previous boosters people got, if they got all four shots, the two preliminary primary series as well as two boosters. So this is being reported by Bloomberg, and I don't think the study is peer-reviewed yet, but they say that the bivalent booster shots from Moderna and Pfizer fail to raise levels of protective proteins, the neutralizing antibodies, against the dominant Omicron strains any better than the four doses of the original COVID vaccine. Now, these are researchers from Columbia. This doesn't surprise me right now, because I want a little bit more data on, will this vaccine protect us a little longer? You know, I'm kind of using myself as a test subject. I had the primary series. I had Omicron. I had the Omicron 1, I'm assuming. Then I had probably the Omicron 4 and 5 during the summer. So we'll see. I got the shot end of September. Let's see what happens this fall. So I want to see if we have a little bit more longevity than just a few months. But researchers at Columbia University and the University of Michigan compared levels of these antibodies in blood samples from 21 people who got a fourth shot of Moderna or Pfizer against antibody levels in 19 people who got the shots of the original vaccines. Oh, I'm sorry, where their fourth shot was the bivalent one, comparing to those who got the original vaccines. They say 3 to 5 weeks after that booster, but the reason why they're saying fourth shot is what they're trying to do is compare apples and apples, where rather than somebody having four shots and then getting an additional fifth, they each had four shots. One had the series, one old COVID booster and a new one. The other had the primary series, and then the two older COVID boosters. So they're trying to do kind of apples and apples. They say 3 to 5 weeks after the fourth shot, those who received the new boosters for the BA4, BA5 had similar neutralizing antibody titers as those receiving the fourth monovalent mRNA vaccine. So they said the bivalent seemed the same as the monovalent. Bivalent means two strains. The current new COVID boosters have wild type and BA4, BA5, spike protein mRNA, as opposed to the monovalent, which was just the wild type, the one that I think got leaked from the lab back in August 2019. So the results don't necessarily mean that the shots don't work. It says they don't see a new benefit. Okay, so what does that mean? How are people going to interpret it? Well, number one, it's a small study. But number two, how people may interpret that is, well, then we don't need to update the shot. The original shot may be good enough. And if the original shot is good enough, we could have that on the shelves, and it doesn't matter whether they get the bivalent or not. I'm not of that mindset. I don't know if I'm of that mindset yet. Now, why wouldn't there be a difference? You have a whole second strain, whole second mRNA instructions for the cell. Why wouldn't it make a difference? Maybe it's because most of us were exposed already. Maybe it's because by the time the bivalent came, most of us had Omicron COVID twice. So we have to be very, very careful with this data, because I don't want public officials saying, you see, we don't need to update our vaccines. That's not what I take from this. What I take is, it's not less effective. It is still effective, but it's a small study that is not showing much of an added benefit. Now, they're not testing against real life in vivo. This is in vitro. So they're looking at, if I could word it that way, they're looking at your antibodies that you're producing. So you get the shot, then they're taking your blood. We're not seeing in vivo, we're not seeing what's happening in real life. For me, I think natural immunity is, amazing. I think we have underestimated, we have sanctioned doctors and censured people and wiped them off social media for just trying to talk about how we still need to entertain, how natural immunity can play a role. And it was horrible, the vilification they did with any sort of medical professional or anybody that tried to bring up, can we please look at what natural immunity does? I'm thinking natural immunity is still huge. I get that vaccines can provide added protection and some amazing protection, but nobody should have ever ruled out natural immunity. So our next step needs to be, where are we going with these vaccines? Are we going to have to do a booster every 5 months? Or can we eventually get to a point where, like the flu shot, we just get one, or we might need a minor booster depending on the season, or we may need an adjuvant, like we're giving older individuals either a high dose or an adjuvant flu shot that boosts your immune system a little stronger. But where I want to go with COVID and the vaccines is a once a year. I don't want this every 5 month BS. Again, I had two patients with COVID yesterday who had all four vaccines, two series, one and two of the old boosters, and here they are, yeah, and I got COVID again. Well, after a while, people aren't going to want to keep injecting these vaccines every 5 months into their body. We might be able to convince half the population to be comfortable with a yearly flu shot and a yearly COVID shot, but again, only half the population. Half the population do not get flu shots. They don't want to inject it into their body. But we have a vaccine that's requiring every 5 months. That's people aren't buying it, and we're seeing this lack of buying it with only 20 million people getting the new booster. What does that mean? Well, it means people are sick of COVID. People think the shots aren't working because they're getting COVID anyway, or they just don't want to keep injecting things into their body. That is going to be a problem. You're not going to get an adult population to inject themselves every 5 months. Now, I mean, we get Ebola coming, this side of the globe. People might be a little bit more freaked out about it, and they might. But with COVID, once people got COVID after they got vaccinated, you lost them. I can't tell you how many people will yell at me over the phone going, I took the flipping vaccines and I still got COVID. And all I could say is, well, we think you had a lighter course. And some people don't buy that. Some people do. So this is just one study. It doesn't mean to ask for the old booster. It doesn't mean the new booster doesn't work. It's just saying that as of now, they're not seeing much of a difference with the neutralizing antibodies. I hope that doesn't mean they're going to get lazy and just do the older vaccine. Now, some of you like the older vaccine. You go, look, we know the side effect profile. We have the VAERS. We have the CDC data. We don't have the data on the new one. I would rather just get the old one. I don't know if the old one is going to be available now that we have the new one. 1-877, Dr. Alley, don't go away.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief watching the world lose its mind. As we all know, global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits are in stock and ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats standing in government food lines. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This message is sponsored by the National Association of Emergency Medical Technicians and Genentech, a member of the Roche Group. October 29th isn't just the start of Halloween weekend. It's also World Stroke Day. I'm Bruce Evans, an AMT president. As a paramedic for almost 40 years, what scares me this weekend and throughout the year is that not everyone calls 911 immediately when they or someone close to them experiences the symptoms of a stroke. In the U.S., someone has a stroke every 40 seconds. It can happen to anyone of any age at any time. And the more time that passes without medical attention, the more brain cells die. Paramedics and EMTs are trained to quickly assess your health and get you to the medical attention you need to help prevent brain damage and long-term disability. If you or someone around you has the signs of a stroke, such as a sudden change in balance, vision, facial expression, or one side of your body doesn't seem to be working, call 911 immediately. To learn more, visit strokeawareness.com.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Carlos writes, tell us what's going on with the Senate race in Nevada. Are you a Latina for Laxalt? So, Carlos, mucho gusto, but I'm not Latina. So thank you for asking, though. My uncle's Puerto Rican, but I'm not Latina myself. And my Spanish is self-taught, so you can tell I don't speak as well as I should. My medical Spanish is good, but I'll tell you what's going on with the. It's very interesting what's happening with the Laxalt case. The Nevada Senate race is a very, very closely watched one, just like Georgia, Pennsylvania. It's a big one, and they're neck and neck. In fact, I am looking at a site, which I actually like this site. I can't tell you if this is the guru or the barometer of all poll reporting, but Projects538.com summarizes, I believe, all the polls they access. And they have Laxalt at 46.3%, Cortez Masto at 46.1%. We're talking 0.2% difference. Now, I think on Fox News, there was at least a 2% lead for Laxalt, and others might have a different one. In fact, the Phillips Academy, sponsored by Abbott Academy Fund, has Cortez Masto ahead by 2%. 2 percentage points. Insider Advantage from American Greatness has Masto at 46%, Laxalt at 48%. So what this does, which is very interesting, is it looks at the pollsters, it looks at the sponsors, it looks at the results, and it graphs it. So you see Laxalt pulling ahead, but Cortez Masto now is starting to climb a little bit back and try to take over the lead that Laxalt's getting. I don't put a lot of weight into these polls because, how many times have we heard, oh, it's going to be a landslide, and then it goes a complete other way, and you're like, okay, where's everybody getting this from? And also, many of us get calls, and do we answer the phone? Do those of us who are politically charged, do we actually get on the phone and take the time? Some do, but a lot don't. And then you also have individuals, which is a very, very common thing, and I was so naive, I completely forgot that this happens, where you have individuals who want to mess with the other side. So that's why you see in primaries, people of the other party switch parties so they could register, so they could vote in the primary, and they could vote for the least electable candidate to try to get that the candidate to win the primary. So then when they switch back to the other side, then during the main election, they have a better chance at winning. So there's all sorts of, so then you wonder if that's also happening with the polls. Let's pretend that we're for one or the other. And guys, when they call you, just say yes to all of this. Let the polls think that one is winning, so then there's less enthusiasm or less people being charged to go to the polls, and then all of a sudden we do a sweep up. So I just don't know. I can't trust who's being polled. I can't. Now, one of you after the election asked what happened, with Nevada and Trump. A lot of us in the media, a lot of my liberal friends in the media, conservative friends, we were shocked because throughout the city you saw Trump bumper stickers. Trump, I think I didn't see maybe more than one Biden sticker in the last election, but boy, you saw American flags, you saw Trump, you saw all sorts, Trump Pence, you saw, or for the 2020 election. And so when it went the way of Biden, most of us were like, well, I guess the polls or I guess the, what we're seeing, might not reflect that. And not a lot of people who are politically charged are very vocal about it. So, I mean, there is a chance that we're not here to debate, what happened in terms of the election and, integrity and all that. But my point is you just don't necessarily, can put a lot of stock into these polls. And when so many of them are neck and neck, the ones you can believe is when there's a huge, huge margin where, I noticed those are pretty reflective. When you just don't have a lot of people liking a candidate, I think that will reflect. But when you have them neck and neck like this, I don't even know what to think. And so, we have, rumors that what ends up happening is, many people, at work, at the casinos and all that, get rides, to the, polls. Now, even though now that we have mail-in ballots, you do have huge numbers of individuals that are, going together in groups. And so rather than thinking, well, are these people going to get off their couch? Are they going to? If you're at work and your employer is letting you on the clock and paying for you to go and take a ride, and they're providing you transportation, those people are going to get there. And if those people are, cheered on and this is what we got to do, this is what we have to vote for, a lot of times those help steer the outcome one way or another. Now, I've told you guys that I still haven't gotten my mail-in ballot. We have four voting members in my family me, my hubby, my two sons, everybody over 18, we've only gotten two mail-in ballots. That's it. I don't know where the other two are. I have no idea if another neighbor got them. I don't know if somebody took them. I don't know if they don't think I exist. But I don't have a ballot. I am going to go in person, but I hope to God nobody has it and is voting for me. So I'm really frustrated with that. So, you know, in Nevada, it's interesting. Nevada, Cortez Masto is getting a little bit of heat because, you know, Biden is not very popular from what I've seen. We do have, with the governor race for Sisolak, there are some billboards where Sisolak is standing next to Biden. It's not a good picture of Biden. It's not, you know, Biden has his hands open. It looks like he's, you know, addressing the crowd and he's happy. But it isn't. It isn't the best picture of Biden. And so I am a little shocked that the governor's race would include Biden on the pictures. That has kind of shocked a lot of people. Those who like Sisolak are going to vote for him. Those who don't like him aren't. I don't really think having Biden necessarily on the picture is going to necessarily help in this particular case. But Nevada is a different sort of state because we really rely on tourism. And we, our industry, because of the casino industry and the entertainment industry, we need a strong economy. We need, we don't get necessarily a lot of money. We don't have state income tax. But we also have a high homeless population issue. We have high crime. And we have, we don't have enough hospitals. And we don't have enough medical facilities for all the individuals that are coming in. And so Cortez Masto has had to take a different stand when it comes on immigration and, you know, protecting our borders. And there also, there's been a lot of pushback from the Democrats on any lockdowns, on mandates. I think even at UNLV, the local university in Las Vegas, they did a 180 on the vaccine mandates. And so I think the pushback, even though we might have a lot of Democrats in Nevada, the pushback of the unpopular policies can very easily steer this election. And so I, from what I understand from my Democratic friends, they are worried. They're definitely worried. Biden didn't help. But they think that the dislike of Trump is enough to carry them over through the election. I don't. Disliking a previous president is not enough to get somebody to vote. And if that person did better with the previous administration, you know, what they say is one thing, how they feel is another. I can tell you how many people say, oh yeah, at work I tell everybody I hate Trump, but I love him. And I'm like, you know, I wish people weren't talking about politics at work. Then you don't have to feel like you have to lie. 1-877-DOT-SALLY, don't go away.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.